102.5.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There are only two places to find true love. One of those would be at the discount oil change business in a back alley owned by this guy, Jimmy. Jimmy Lube was a really cool experience. The other would be the pages of Craigslist.org. These are actual misconnections from Craigslist. Every week we scour that website to bring you the best that it has to offer. This first misconnection is titled, Mall Kiosk is a Tongue Twister, but I only want to twist tongues with you.
Whoa.
Man for Woman 22 says, I was heading over to the food court when I walked by your kiosk. You were the brown-haired beauty selling bedazzled belt buckles at a bountiful booth.
Okay, do that.
And then
right.
It says, now that's a tongue twister.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Normally, I'd be nervous to approach a woman like you, but I had just purchased an Affliction t-shirt earlier.
Oh, God.
And
oh,
the
salesperson
said it would boost my confidence by at least 25%, which is true.
Dude, the salesperson was messing with you.
Yeah, dude.
So I walked up and introduced myself, and before I could go further, you began complaining about your job. You told me the belt buckle booth was a huge downgrade from last week when you were selling Crocs at a different kiosk.
That was the life.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those are easy to sell. I mean, they sell themselves,
totally.
Basically.
I belly laughed and told you that you were funny, but you said you were serious. After a few minutes more talking about other kiosks that you had worked at, a little girl rudely interrupted us and asked if you had any bedazzled pink belt buckles in the shape of a flower.
Aww.
You shrugged and said, I don't know, probably.
And then, she hates her job.
Yeah, she hates it.
Well, dude, you know if you're turning to the guy in the Affliction shirt to, like, commiserate about how bad your day is, it's bad.
Yep. Eventually, you told me that your break was coming up and agreed to meet me for a Jamba Juice in the food court. But you never showed.
Oh.
Did you end up chatting with another dude at the kiosk? If so, not cool.
Yeah,
and that's from Hunter.
That's it, Hunter. She found another guy.
Yeah. This next Craigslist misconnection is titled, You Saw the Darkness in My Beauty, and I Saw the Beauty in Your Darkness.
Wow.
Woman for Man, 28, at a wedding.
I already feel like this is too deep.
Says, I met you yesterday at Jared and Aurora's goth wedding reception.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
You were
the black dress.
Sulking over by the black Skull and Bones wedding cake. I was the girl in the red corset with the full white contact lenses, so my irises looked ghostly and pale.
Dude, this wedding sounds kind of cool.
I know.
Or depressing.
You intrigued me, so I walked over to you without making eye contact and muttered, I hate this wedding. And you replied, I know. Isn't it beautiful?
It is a compliment if you're at a goth wedding to say that.
This is
terrible. That's what they're going for.
At that point, our eyes met, and I felt the shadow of a thousand years envelop my soul and take my youth hostage.
Good or bad?
I don't know.
Give my me back my youth, man.
My heart pounded inside my chest like a terrified rabbit facing his own mortality. At that moment, the DJ played the song, I'll Fall With Your Knife.
I don't
know what that is.
I don't either. God, I don't go to enough goth weddings, apparently.
You asked if I wanted to dance. I agreed, and soon we were hand in hand doing the devil's spider web on the dance floor.
This sounds magical.
And all
like
things
this.
That I don't know, but it sounds like a beautiful story. As we twirled together, you reached around my neck and tightened my dog collar for me. I didn't know it was loose. Feeling your cold hands around my throat only made my heart plunge deeper into the nightmares of lust.
Whoa.
I pledged to you right there that I would catch the bouquet of dead roses for our future children.
Uh-huh.
But then suddenly you said you had to leave.
Oh, no.
Just know this. I am an angel seeking chaos, and you are my demon seeking anarchy. Let's meet tomorrow evening. By the gates of eternity.
Don't
be too late.
That's not very descriptive, lady.
I think it's downtown somewhere.
You think?
I think.
Probably.
It's from Genova.
Yeah.
Genova. What a name.
This next misconnection is titled, You Made Me Bigger at Brunch.
Wait, is this just a dedication to bacon? Is that what they're looking
Let's
for?
Let's hope so, Brooke.
Man for Woman 26. I was on my third mimosa chatting with my girlfriend when I saw you.
Uh-oh.
Nice.
You're with your girlfriend, man?
You and your curvy figure walked in the door with the confidence of Janet Jackson at a Super Bowl halftime show. I couldn't help but stare as you sat down at the table next to us, and I could tell right away that you were an instant upgrade.
What?
Upgrade?
Man.
If you're wondering,
slow down on the mimosas.
If you're wondering, I was the dude with the backwards blue hat and the tank top that said, I flexed and the sleeves exploded.
Okay, so
cool tank top.
Just so you know, you're an instant downgrade, sir.
I wanted to check you out so hard, but I didn't want my girlfriend to notice. So I repositioned my chair so that your face was right over my girlfriend's shoulder.
Mm.
It was a very James Bond-esque move.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I'm just impressed he was actually looking at her face. This guy doesn't sound like that type of dude.
Every time you got up to go to the buffet, I made sure to go at the same time so I could interact with you. At one point, I commented on your food saying, quote, "Wow, your biscuits are hearty. I'd be really happy with those." Good job on the biscuits. As we moved through the buffet line, we got to the juice area, and I asked if you're an OJ type of gal.
Uh-huh.
Or more of a cranberry lady. You said OJ.
What kind of pickup lines is this guy coming up with?
Buffet pickup lines.
You said OJ, and I replied with nice.
Oh.
Nice.
I mean, women are pretty good at reading between the lines, but even so, I don't know that I would pick up on the fact that you were hitting on me with that.
And it says he tried to fist bump her.
Oh. Well, there's the indication.
There goes on
I
to
mean,
say.
Obviously.
I was about to ask if you sampled the summer sausage, but I could tell that my girlfriend was starting to look over at us, so I turned away and began fingering the strawberries instead.
Ew. Why did you just make strawberries dirty for me, sir?
If you see this, just know that I'd love to have you in my starting lineup and put my girlfriend on the bench.
Oh,
holla
man.
Back.
Wow.
And that's from Nick.
God, Nick. Romantic.
You're like, OJ, nice. No.